I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
And what about Martha Spencer?
And me, and welcome to the 8 o'clock hour. Still foggy out there, guys. How are we doing in terms of foggy, Wendy and Keith? Are y'all foggy this morning, or are you wide awake?
Yep, plenty fog over here. Good day to fish the causeway.
Well, you're foggy because I saw you had your North Shore Christmas party last night.
Uh-oh.
You saw me?
I Bayou Adventure may have put the word out that they had some good
Yeah, they do a good
there.
Job at that, huh?
They really do, yeah. That's a fun place to have a party. Good morning, Wendy. How are you doing?
Good morning. I'm doing well. It's cleared off here, but it was very foggy at about 5:30 this morning. And I haven't heard any shotgun blasts around here, but I heard y'all mention last hour that you had some duck reports coming in.
Yes.
Well, it's not open by you, I don't think. You're
I
in think the coastal
I didn't
zone
think so.
Down there.
Yeah, it's yeah. closed. Well, so where are they hunting?
Yeah, the reports we're getting, we've got our friends down in Luling in the eastern zone.
Yeah, north of 90, Highway 90.
Okay.
They got
okay.
their limit of blue and green winged teal by 7:20 this morning, four-man limit.
In the fog.
So, yeah. In the fog, yeah. And it's funny is the guide, Grady, that we went with, we had to give him a little teasing this morning because we duck hunted with him last year and we couldn't find the blind. It was a
it
foggy
at
morning.
Least an hour.
Just,
we just
like this.
Around
we just
with
he
a
couldn't
looking
find
the, for
blind.
The blind. It shows you how fog can mess you up.
Yeah, it really can throw you off.
Yes,
well, we did get
foggy,
in there
you don't even need a blind.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
well,
the ducks
we are
love
now
it.
Exactly. We are now 11 days away from Christmas morning.
That soon?
It's that soon. You better get shopping. I know that there are procrastinators out there or people that just prefer to shop now. We're tasking the two of you to put together your best Christmas ideas list. I've done most of my shopping, but we have a lot of people out here that are shopping for outdoors, people that may not be outdoors people themselves. So maybe we can help those people out, point them in the right direction. Who'd like to take the wheel on getting this going, giving some ideas?
I put it out to, what did you say, Don?
I said not everybody at once. I'm glad you stepped up, Madam President. Go right ahead.
Well, I put it out to three different Facebook pages. And I'm pretty surprised by the responses. That there's everything from those cutting pliers we were talking about earlier and good pliers for the boat that won't rust. After a year of sitting in the boat, what I learned through all of these responses is that outdoor men and women are pretty practical folks, except for our buddy Rusty Tardo, who sent me an image of a big boat all wrapped in Christmas wrapping paper. He said, I don't ask for much, or something like that.
Well, I think the reason we're practical is because especially fishing, hunting too, but probably more fishing than anything. It's a hobby where $2 can buy you something or $200 can buy you something, and you can find something everywhere in between. And if you get on a boat or know an enthusiast, there's definitely things that smaller purchases can be made for.
Who gives a boat?
That's true.
Besides
I'd like
Oprah.
To know.
And you get a boat, and you get a boat, and you get a boat.
Can y'all tell Don's a little slap happy this morning? He's a little sleep deprived.
Yeah, a lot of sleep deprived.
Don is sleep deprived.
All right, we'll throw out some ideas.
Christmas party?
No. I was not.
Okay.
I was not. I wish I was. I'd have been in better shape.
Okay.
We had a good time.
So if you're listening and you're not an outdoors person and you need some ideas and he or she didn't put down any hints, hasn't laid those heavy hints. So there are a range of things. And multiple people said they wanted some really good wraparound polar sunglasses. And
yes.
I don't know really, I guess you could go pretty costly on those if you wanted to, if you got up into some of those name brands. A couple of people said that they needed the new heavy-duty electric fillet knife.
Oh, the bubble blade.
Yeah, so they have some innovations in those. They want the, you know, the latest, greatest, best. And I know we have to be careful about brand names on here, but there's a certain fishing cork that is rising in popularity, and quite a few people said they'd like a whole bunch of those popping corks for saltwater fishing. And, oh, you know, more practical minds were like, it depends on the budget. But they listed different kinds of plastic baits and all colors that they wanted. And fishing glove is another one. A couple people said that they would really like to have a custom-made rod. And a couple of women said that they just wanted a really good rod and reel for their very own. One woman wanted a foot pedal for her trolling motor. One guy wanted a, or wants, a power pole. He doesn't ask for much. He even specified the color, white. He wants a white power pole. Somebody else wants a new trolling motor. So here we go. You know, we're gonna get up there on the high-dollar items. This is a really practical one, and I think a really good gift, especially if you hunt and fish a lot for the freezer, is one of the vacuum seal food savers.
And not just the food savers, but the bags that go with them, because those, and I just purchased some yesterday, and they get expensive, especially if you're processing your own deer or fish. Those bags do add up, so, and you need to have those special bags to use those vacuum sealers.
So if you buy a vacuum sealer for someone, get them plenty boxes of the rolls of the extra bags. Keith, you want to take a turn?
Hey, Wendy, can
I got plenty more.
Can I throw something out there real quick to add on to that? I found, I might as well share it out there, a code for some discounts if anybody wanted it. I listened to a podcast called Meat Eater, and they had a 25% off code for a website that, see if I can find the website, but it was a site that had all kinds of hunting and fishing and Weston brands. Now, that website, I went to explore it because I was curious. It's called Weston, W-E-S-T-O-N, brands.com. And it's a website that has meat grinders, cutting knives, vacuum sealers, anything culinary in the outdoor world. And one of my favorite podcasts threw out a 25% off code for them, and it was MeatEater19 was the code for Weston Brands. So if you're in the market for any of those things, check it out. And then you don't even have to leave your own house to get it. So I thought that was pretty helpful. And they were pretty reasonably priced stuff, too. So.
And they have the
Weston
code
Brands.
There. They have the code Meat there on the site. Okay.
I don't think it's on that site, but it's on the MeatEater TV site. But, yeah, it's a pretty significant discount. So if you're in the market for that, check that out.
So Weston.com, and the code is MeatEater.
WestonBrands.com, code okay. MeatEater at checkout. Yeah, it's a good one.
And hopefully.
And also on the sunglasses. Perfect. Yeah, absolutely. They can
And Keith, Wendy, you mentioned an electric fillet knife. That's a very good idea, especially down in South Louisiana. Do y'all have any recommendations on an electric fillet knife that will actually last? Because we're cutting up bull reds, we're cutting up everything down here, and that's the biggest complaint from that I hear on my website, is it just don't last. Now, I see more of the Sawzall style. Has any of you tried that, or any recommendations on a good electric fillet knife that lasts?
Well, my experience with that has been the better quality and the durability, the heavier it is. And when you're cleaning a lot of fish, you don't want to use one. They will wear your hand out. Now, the little ones, like the Bubba Blade and the little Mr. Twisters, with the real flex and the fillets all, those, you know, they're not as durable, they're not going to last as long, but they're certainly easier to handle than those big Sawzalls. Depends on who the person is.
Yeah, that's a big complaint.
I just think the technology hasn't gotten there yet with them because, I mean, for folks that are using them, especially guides that are using them on the daily, I think they just wear out. I just don't know that there's a brand out there that's going to last more than a few seasons.
Yeah, the ones I've experienced, I mean, you could just feel it burning up in your hand. It gets so hot, you know. Right. You know something's wrong when you can't even touch it. So That's my biggest plan. But Wendy, you mentioned a reel of my own, and that hit me. Wow, I would really like a pole and a reel of my own. I have three little girls, and it just seems like when they get a hold of it, man, they figure out every kind of way that they can destroy it. So, reel of my own. She gave me a good idea, Wendy.
Well, either get a reel of your own or a reel of their own. Then they won't mess with yours.
Oh, I've done that. That lasts a week. It's over with.
I just wanted to mention, Keith, you may have some additions to this, but Wendy touched on sunglasses. I feel like a few years ago there were maybe two or three names in the sunglass world, Costa Del Mar, Maui Jim, and that sort of thing. Now the polarized lens, the whole market for it is so diverse. There are so many brands, including what we wear, Marucci's, that are polarized, affordable lenses. Marucci being the baseball company, their lenses are $100 roughly. So if you're looking for a good polarized lens, I know they're not the only name out there, but do you have any favorites other than, you know, the $300 or $400 pairs of sunglasses out there?
Boy, you're right. There's so many out there. And I've tried on a few, and it's just one of those things where I haven't bit the bullet and purchased one, and I really need to, because it's one of those things that it makes a difference out there, especially when you're sight fishing redfish. I don't have a recommendation, but it's one of those things. And you know us fishermen, it's like, the things that are necessity that we really need, we don't get. We want to buy the bright, shiny objects, the lures, and go to the fun stuff. But those sunglasses are something that can really make a difference. I have a recommendation that Wendy didn't put out there. What about a monthly tackle subscription? There's so many of these out there right now. And it kind of expands your horizons, lets you try out a few new lures. And what it is you subscribe, and you could pick what kind of style fishing you do, whether it's, you know, salmon up north or perch or bass down here, redfish, trout, and it customizes your tackle to those specific fish. And it's like under 20 bucks a month. You could pay for the whole year, and every month a box of new baits will come. What about that? What do y'all think about that?
I think that's fun. Mystery tackle boxes, that sort of
thing. Mm-hmm. Mystery.
Some people have that addiction like myself where they just love getting mail. So that's always kind of fun because you get, you know, it's like you're getting a present once a month. So but that can turn into a pile of tackle real quick. So I think that's a good idea.
Keith, do those exist already?
Yes, I think there's five or six brands already. And she mentioned Mystery Tackle Box is also a Lucky Tackle Box. And I was doing a little research.
We're going to take a quick break real quick. We'll jump back into this topic, but we need to take a quick break. We'll be right back. We'll talk more about those surprise tackle boxes. And we're back, and we're talking Christmas items. And before the break, Keith was expanding on surprise tackle. Keith, take it away.
Yeah, I think it's a great idea, especially for another person. I mean, somebody doesn't really buy this for themselves, but you know, if you purchase a subscription for somebody else, this shows up in the mail monthly for a year, so they get to enjoy it for a year, and it might force them to try something that they haven't tried before. Now, you did mention the tackle kind of piling up, and a lot of us, I mean, we already have that problem.
That's
so
true.
We don't need more, but, you know, that's I guess that's a good problem to have, I would say.
But there is a solution to that problem.
A raffle at a Christmas party?
No, the Wish to Fish. C.T. Williams' wife, Danica, she takes donations every year for that event. And that's a charitable donation, and everything that you have that you're not using or isn't opened, and they distribute those. I don't know all the particulars, but she puts a call out every year for all your extraneous tackle. She has a good use for it. So, yes, so don't let that stop you from, you know, the subscription's a good idea because it's not something you have to go out and buy before the 25th. It's something I'm assuming you can order online. Keith, I don't know if you know the particulars, but I'm curious to know, do you select, I want saltwater tackle, I want freshwater tackle, and can you change it throughout
the year? Yes, it's not going to be a waste. Right, it's not going to be I don't know if you could change it throughout the year. I don't see why you wouldn't be able to, but I don't know why you would, because I would think, you know, the fish that we fish down here, I mean, that's what you want the tackle for, and you don't want to waste it on, you know, there's fly fishing. Some people don't fly fish at all, so flies would be a waste of time. But yes, you could customize it to whatever you fish in your local area.
And y'all know the names of some of them? Did you say mystery?
I think mystery Lucky Tackle Box it is.
Mystery Tackle Box and Lucky Tackle Box are just two that I've come across.
Okay. That's a pretty cool idea for someone who doesn't mind having and wants to try new things. I think that's a great idea, something I had never heard of.
Especially a youngster. I think that would be exciting for a youngster to get that in the mail. I think he or she would look forward to that.
You guys, I'm a big fan of experiences. People have a harder time sometimes pulling the trigger on going to do something for themselves rather than buy something for themselves. What do you guys think would be a good experience to give to somebody?
There were a couple of people who responded to the query. One woman said that she would like a gift certificate to a boat tour that centered on photography, probably something she wouldn't charter for herself. And a couple of people suggested giving a charter. Now, that's one of those big-dollar items, but, I mean, you know, Martha, you fish, I fish, but some people may just not pull the trigger on, you know, paying a charter guide, but that would be a really, really nice gift, is to give someone
a
charter
trip. And
that's
a gift you could get a couple family members to do if it's a $500 gift, maybe get two mm-hmm. or three or four family members to go in on. I know that I like that idea because my dad is one of those people that whenever he wants something, he just buys it. He doesn't wait for the holidays. He doesn't wait for an occasion. And he's very difficult to buy things for because he kind of already knows what he wants. Now, when it comes to going, say, bird hunting or going somewhere, he's hard to drag out of the house sometimes because, you know, for whatever reason, they don't think the money's worth spending on themselves in that sense. You know, maybe Don could suggest a Crane Creek, you know, a hunting day or
a Cajun invasion
or even just, you know, something local that mm-hmm. maybe just a Cane Bayou, you know, kayak tour or something.
Now, this might not have a whole lot to do with hunting and fishing unless you really get overexerted. But recently a friend of mine retired and I gave her a massage. Well, let me rephrase that. No, I gave her a gift certificate from a masseuse. In fact, it was your masseuse.
Right,
Martha's
right.
Masseuse.
And that's a great, that's
she
a great
loved that.
Gift.
Yeah, and most people won't think to go pay
but
that.
But that's a
for
great
themselves.
Gift for an outdoorsman, too, because, you know, after
sure.
long days on the water
Absolutely.
Or, you know, if you've got that hunter fisherman in your life that just says, oh, I'm achy, I've been sitting in the blind or the boat
go.
Too long, a massage is a great gift.
As in, I fish so long, my back hurts.
You're going to have a hard time finding pity in that department, but, you know, whatever your excuse for pain is, a massage is a worthy gift for sure.
You know, another one that's good is a crab, crawfish, or shrimp, or fish fry.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you come out to the house and cook for them.
Right.
You know? That's a great one.
Mm-hmm.
That's
yeah.
a great personal gift
if
certificate.
If anybody wants to give that to me, you know, I'd
hint, hint.
About
yeah, Don's
hunt.
Always the one that's tasked with making
yeah,
the crawfish
right.
because he's the best crawfish
that's
boiler
right,
around.
That's right. My crawfish come out perfect every time. Where did I hear that from?
Martha, what other kind of experience gift did you have in mind?
I'm thinking of just our friends, you know, that do kayak tours or a swamp tour. Mm-hmm. It's crazy how many people live in Louisiana that haven't been outdoors in Louisiana. And one thing I used to do when I was a kid, this is something that, you know, families can get involved in. I used to make, you know, for Father's Day and Mother's Day, like homemade little coupon kits, you know, cook dinner one night for your family or that sort of thing.
That's
or take mom out, you know, to the park. Just things mm-hmm. to do. So you don't always have to go big, high dollar and hire somebody to do things. But I've got a friend who's got a company that's a great suggestion called North Shore Hydro Sports, and they work out of Tea Rivers. But they sell and they rent kayaks, they rent paddle boards, they do the flyboarding, which is this new thing where you strap into like a kind of like a wakeboard type thing and it's attached to this funnel and it's controlled by a jet ski and you go up in the air about 15, 20 feet and you're kind of just hoverboarding in the sky, and they do that out.
That's an experience.
Yeah, absolutely. And they, you know, they have all different ranges. They have got a floating dock that you could just rent and just hang out and, you know, have cocktails by there. So I always like the experience stuff because it forces people to spend time together and gets you out of the house and doesn't pile up in the corner of the closet.
Yeah, and it's usually something that they won't purchase for themselves. So if you purchase it, they feel like the money spent, you might as well go, you know, a good guide or a hunting, you know, a hunting guide. So that's definitely a good idea, experience.
Or maybe a concealed carry permit. You know, there's things that people have put on their bucket list, but they just haven't done them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, getting back to the smaller, like, stocking stuffer type items, and I'm not going to name this person, but a friend of mine recently asked me, what should I get, stocking stuffer type things for my husband? Well, I'm not going to mention it because he listens to the show, so now somebody's going to be thinking they're getting all the stuff because every suggestion I gave her, she bought.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about the straps for the sunglasses, mm-hmm. the holders. That's a really inexpensive one, the hooked-on. And they're on my website now if you want to look at those. Flashlights. Mm-hmm. We never have enough flashlights. We never have enough ice chests. You know, those are things you can always use another one of.
Thermocells. And the refills indeed. For the thermocells.
Yeah, a nice big bottle of Amber Romance for the gnats. They'd appreciate that. And think of
sunscreen.
They'll think of you every time when they got their Amber Romance on and everybody else is getting eaten up by gnats.
I'm kind of a practical person. I always loved getting stocking stuffers of, like, simple things like, you know, lip balm and sunglasses and just batteries and things that you just hate buying because mm-hmm. it's like, oh, I got to go spend money on this. So if mm-hmm. you think about a boat and just think about all the little things, lens cleaners for your sunglasses, there's a million odds and ends. If you just sit down, visualize yourself on a boat and all the things you go through on a daily basis, you know.
You know, another great one is, well, two things, if you got safety in mind, CETO membership.
Mm-hmm.
Give that to somebody who wouldn't buy it for themselves, you know. And also the new PFDs,
yep.
the very light ones that are self-inflating, those are great.
Yep. Keep mine in my car.
That's a good idea.
Times.
Or lifetime license.
Yep.
Lifetime license will pay off in
especially
the long run.
Especially if you have
you
children.
You might be able to get them a National Wildlife Refuge permit.
Yeah.
Wait until September.
What is the lifetime's only 300 for 12 and under, isn't it? Something
yeah,
like that?
It's
So it's definitely a beneficial gift to buy if you've got children under a specific age because you'll save a lot of money and it's a...
And they'll remember you your whole life because every time they go to use it, they say, good old Aunt Martha bought me that lifetime license. I don't have to pay.
Which is
that lifetime license
a nice thing not to have to think about.
It's been at the top of our list before. It's really a great gift, and I think my sons were probably the gift they've been most excited about.
The lifetime license?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Fishing.
Yeah.
Fishing. I don't think we did dual. I can't remember. Maybe we did. I don't remember.
What about magazine subscriptions? Do you see people still read magazines? My dad got me a magazine subscription for my birthday.
Does he not know you don't read magazines?
No, it's a Shooting Sportsman. It's nice to get a nice high-quality magazine, one that comes every 2 months or so. For the people that still pick up hard materials.
Oh, it looks like break time. And when we somebody wanted us to mention a multi-tool like a Leatherman or Gerber.
Yes, that's always
a great
tool.
Idea. Yeah. All right, we'll take a break. When we come back, we'll talk some more about some Christmas gift ideas and maybe some holiday food ideas for your wild game and seafood and fish menu. We'll find out about that coming back right after this. It's More Outdoors.
Welcome back. We are talking Christmas cooking, Christmas gifts, everything to enhance the holiday spirit. Before we transition to recipes, are there any more gift ideas that we missed out that you guys have?
excuse me, there are a few more, but I'm mentioning the thermocell again because several people suggested that as a really good idea. Quite a few people, they were talking about, I guess, the smaller items that you mentioned, Martha, that you think about, but more specifically for hunting, was a box of hot hands.
Yes.
And someone else said, are they called buffs or gaiters? The things you wear around your neck, you pull up over your face, that you can never have enough of those and you always seem to misplace them. So that's
I'm in the minority with those. I can't stand wearing them. They just
no.
I hate having them on my face. Yeah.
That doesn't go on your face.
You can pull them up or on your neck. I just can't stand the restriction.
The one that just goes up around
your chin. No, Don's thinking of the warm ones. We're talking about the boating ones. The skinny one that's a sun protector. Is that the one you're talking about?
Yes, and I do see
that's
the guy.
The kind that holds tight to your face?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I see the guys like wearing them quite often, even in hot weather, although I don't know how to stand it.
Well, there's a lot of people that are less sun tolerant than myself and Don, too. We got lucky in that sense.
Right.
But, yeah, that's a great one. The thermocells is definitely a great one for the South because I think folks that hunt, you know, other locations, once they get their first freeze, they don't have to worry about the bugs like we do. But down here with teal season starting in September, alligator season, the bugs stay bad. I mean, I was still using my thermocell a week ago. So they definitely are. You go through those little pads that you have to replace them because the little scent things that you put in those, they only really last for a hunt or two at the most. So having backup for that is important.
Yeah.
So the refills.
Go ahead.
The refills for the thermocells are important.
Yes.
Yeah. What about the GoPro camera, the action camera? I know that was hot a few years ago, but there's been so much competition lately that the brands compete and the prices have dropped. It's really affordable to get a good camera, and then you pair that with a drone and fly it over some fishing spots or something. You can really learn a lot. I think that would be an interesting gift. You can get action cameras for under $50 now.
In addition to that, something that I've heard about recently. So deer hunting, deer cameras. When people have deer cameras, now the technology is so good, you get your pictures texted to you from the camera. You don't have to go and remove the card. Well, for people that have multiple cameras, and maybe they have a hunting camp and they're in charge of them or a property where they have a lot of them, you have to subscribe. You get a set amount of pictures, but if you have multiple cameras, you have to upgrade your package. So maybe getting a subscription to, you know, how many images you get, because that's a fee that can change. I know a lot of people that have, you know, 2, 3, or 4 cameras, or they use them later in the season for predators. That could be something interesting.
I have to caution you about some of these high-tech game cameras, though. I had one person who will remain unnamed because he listens to this program, too. He included me into the text. As soon as it grabs a picture, it sends you a text to alert you that it's there live. Well, guess what? You know how often raccoons visit corn feeders all night long?
Well, you can set the you need to tell that person.
Take me off the text was my reply.
I think this is a family member.
No, not a family member.
You can set the frequency of how many. You can set to where you only get pictures twice a day, or you can have it set to you get an image every live action.
So you know what's coming soon? There's going to be a device that will determine the identity of the species.
They have that.
And they've got it
they
for,
have that already.
For electron, the shockers on the feeders. In other words,
it won't
shock a deer, but if a coon or a squirrel, it has facial recognition.
I haven't heard of that. Wow.
Oh, yeah, it's out there, and it'll shock the hell out of it.
Because I know you can already set on your cameras, you can filter out on the apps what animals they are. So if they're deer, you can click deer, and it will eliminate
Maybe
all the pictures.
Maybe we've gone too far, huh? Have we gone too far?
It's not really hunting at this point. It's
who's got the most technology?
Yeah.
Yeah, pretty soon.
All right, well,
it just shoots it for you.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, they got that. They've already had it. It's banned in Louisiana. Texas was doing it.
Yay. It's a bit much.
Martha, before
yes,
we
ma'am.
Move on to food, we've forgotten one that several people mentioned, that they would just really appreciate a gift certificate to their local sporting goods store so they could
Absolutely.
Go shopping and buy what they want. So no matter where
That's
you are.
That's a great gift for teenagers. That don't like what mom or dad picked out. I knew when I hit like high school age, I wanted people to stop buying me gifts and give me money.
Another person said they would really appreciate a good set of binoculars.
That's a great idea.
We don't ever talk about that, but that's a great idea. And this one, I did not have time to research. And maybe you all know something about it. There's a new Castnet style. A new style of cast net, like a Frisbee, so easy to throw.
Hmm.
Have you ever seen one of those?
I've heard of it, but I've not seen one.
Now, I remember there was like a plastic tray that came out several years ago that you laid the net into, and you it helped you keep it in that shape of a Frisbee, and you threw it. But that doesn't sound like what you're talking about. I think I may have seen that on a commercial, though. Of course, you know, things on commercials never work in reality the same way.
I haven't seen it, so I hope whoever that is, I hope Santa knows more about it than I do, because I certainly don't know anything about it.
And one other thing, this is completely off the subject a little bit, but if you're in the market for a new four-legged friend in your family, think about adoption. I mean, I know if you're going to get a purebred lab, retriever, duck dog, GSP, then maybe you're going to go to a breeder. But for all those kids out there that want that puppy or dog under the tree, do your homework. Go around town. There's a lot of dogs out there. I've always had rescues. They are great dogs.
And sometimes you'll get a hunting dog.
Sometimes.
We'll be given
absolutely.
It. And if you let when them we were know, in South Dakota, take your name and number and contact you when one comes available.
One of the best hunting dogs that was at South Dakota at Bad River Bucks and Birds was a rescue dog. And it was a black lab. So you don't always have to
go.
They've
got more at stake. They've got to perform.
Absolutely. But I'm saying you never know what gems you can find at the local shelter. So always check those out, too.
And one last thing, someone said that we overlook safety when we're boating, and so safety devices. And, Don, that reminds me, you had Paul, was it Paul Bernard, on your show a while back, and he talked about these kits.
Right. He called it a ditch
kit. That have personal – do you remember the details of that? It had a particular name. I don't remember what he called it.
Ditch kit. He called it a ditch kit. It's a. You can go back on our Bayou Wild TV episodes – and he outlines all of the information and what the components were. But it's like a flare, one of those little bitty inexpensive aluminum blankets that provide heat and reflect where they can see you. Flares for nighttime.
Something to start a fire.
Dry bag. Yeah, something to start a fire. Dry bag with dry clothes in it, that type of thing. You can kind of make up your own. You know, just get a dry bag and then figure out what it is that you might need and put it in there. And if you want to see what he recommends, because he is with the Coast Guard, he's one of their spokespersons for Coast Guard safety, and he put together a nice little kit, particularly for kayakers.
Hey, I wanted to mention something. Wendy, you had talked, or Keith, you'd mentioned vacuum sealing. One of you did. I just, a little off the subject, but I heard something on a podcast yesterday that somebody did with their vacuum sealer that was a little unconventional. They actually took their boating registration and put it in a vacuum sealed bag, and so it laminated it,
waterproof.
Basically. But I thought that was genius.
Nice. Yeah, I've heard of that before.
Yeah, so they have multi-purpose for sure. Well, my stomach's growling, you guys. I don't know about you, but I need to talk. I need some Christmas food ideas here. Let's switch gears.
To make you more hungry.
Yeah, exactly.
Right.
What are y'all's favorites?
Go ahead.
Oh, I'm looking for you for ideas. I don't know what I'm going to make.
Oh, I thought Don was talking. Don, you
have
something?
You know, one of my favorites. I mean, I got a lot of them. We usually do some type of a wild game cook in after, like around New Year's, when we've had time to accumulate all different types of game. But one of my favorites that's traditional is a good Christmas goose. And I'm not talking about the fatty goose that you buy in the department store. I'm talking about like a speckle belly or, you know, even a snow goose and you know, stuff it and cook it in the oven. I have a real good recipe that works for ducks, but it's also good for goose. And I think that's a good traditional holiday meal to get a goose.
Don, do you use the same recipe as you do when you kill a wild turkey for your goose?
No. Turkeys are totally different. Yeah, different.
In terms of preparation, brine or what?
No, see, the goose, I usually breast the goose. The drumsticks, so tough on a wild turkey. The thigh is very thin. There's very little meat on the thigh. It's mostly all the breast that you're using for a wild turkey. And I've got a couple of recipes, one that calls for stuffing it with like a spinach stuffing and baking it. But I'll make nuggets and strips out of it and deep fry them with a honey mustard or a sweet and sour sauce, and it's got that really good turkey flavor. Now, what I did this Thanksgiving, I've still got a good bit of wild turkey left. I did a air frying, and you know, put the Louisiana fish fry, use their chicken fry that's specifically made for an air fryer where you don't use any oil or grease, and that came out really good.
Was it tender?
Oh, yeah. Well, what I do with pheasant and turkey is I have a meat hammer. Now, there's a gift idea, a good one. I'm talking about one of those heavy-duty with the knobby treads on them, and you pulverize that breast
Take
meat.
Your aggression out on
yeah,
that.
Yeah, you can, and then tenderize it, you know. And then if you want to add a little Adolph's meat tenderizer to it, too. But, yeah, it comes out really tender.
You mentioned an air fryer. Does that do fried
yeah,
fish
a great
as well?
Gift idea. Oh, yeah.
Oh, does it? Yeah. The only
really?
Thing that
what's the comparison between that and the oil?
It's going to come out crispy like it was fried in oil, but it doesn't have the soggy oil, and it doesn't have all the bad health, you know, implications that comes along with eating something that's been dumped in oil. The only thing that I found that it's failed on, and there may be a way to do it, but I'd have to continue to work on it, is oysters. I tried air frying oysters, and
just
did
too
not
wet,
work.
Probably.
I think there's too much moisture in them. But the fish is excellent. The chicken, the wild game, you could do the pheasant, you can do the turkey, you know, even like wild hog, that type of thing.
We have a lot of leftover deer sausage still from last season in my house. And one thing that I'm going to do for Christmas this year is one of Don's recipes. It's not even, it's simple. It's you take your sausage, you slice it into half-inch thick slices, and what you use, pepper jelly, and throw it in a crock pot with the pepper jelly. And let it get bubbly, and then you just put it on toothpicks, and it's like like a candied piece of sausage. It's so good.
That sounds good for a Christmas Eve buffet.
It's foolproof. You can't mess it up.
Nope, not hardly.
Does it matter what flavor pepper jelly you use, Martha?
No. You don't even need to use pepper jelly. If that's too spicy, you can use marmalade.
Now, there's also a good one I use. It's a raspberry jalapeno jelly.
I like
very
the heat.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
It's got the sweet and the heat.
What about
Keith,
Trent
what's
Melaton?
Some of the favorites at your house? Oh,
Trent
yeah.
Melaton, ooh, yeah. I'll tell you what. Yeah, and that's just something that only shows up, you know, in my family, it seems like Thanksgiving and Christmas. That's the only times we see it. I just think it's crazy.
I think
some
they're
things...
all seasonal.
Yeah.
I don't think you can get them all year long.
Yeah, but other things like turkey.
I think it's because
like
it's a bit labor-intensive.
Yeah, but what about turkey? Turkey can be just as good as chicken. We eat chicken year-round. It just seems like turkey has got, you know, classified as that Thanksgiving and that Christmas. Yeah. So, but, you know, shrimp melaton, man, you put it in the oven and get that golden, you know, that golden brown on top. I tell you what. Always
if someone has a good recipe for that, send it my way because I've never actually bought I've never bought a melaton. I've never cooked one. I have no idea where to start. I know what they look like, and that's about it.
It's not the melaton that's the problem. It's the shrimp. Sometimes it comes out, if you don't cook it enough, it comes out a little watery. So it makes all the difference in the world.
I didn't know what a melaton was until I moved to Louisiana. Never seen one before until 5 years ago.
I think we got a break we got to catch up on here, huh?
All right.
Getting carried away. Let's take that last break and come back and close it out. It's kind of our Christmas edition of Hunt Fish Talk. You're listening to it on WWL 105.3 FM HD2. Hey, you know, Martha and I were just looking at my outdoor opinion poll that's up for this month, and the question I was asking, was some families believe outdoor activities are part of their culture and heritage that should be celebrated on holidays. And the question we asked was, do you fish or hunt on Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's days? Keith and Wendy, if you haven't looked at it, take a guess at what the yes and no responses were.
Do you hunt and fish on Christmas Day?
On Thanksgiving, Christmas, or New Year's Day?
I would think it would be about 40%.
Wendy?
Do? 40% do,
what,
Keith?
Two?
Do, yeah. No, let's go maybe 25.
This is a tough
Wendy?
One. It's a really tough question.
Oh,
coming.
Okay, I'm going to say 50% do and 50% don't.
92% say yes.
No
they
way.
Do.
I was a little shocked myself, yeah. Yeah, I think it's more on the Thanksgiving Day than it is in New Year's Day.
Well, maybe
Christmas,
they're getting confused with Black Friday. No, Black Friday is a huge day for men to go fishing. I tell you what.
But you know, I've had luck on Christmas Day. I've killed a couple of deer hunting on Christmas Day, and Martha's got the lucky birthday. That's when she's lucky.
My birthday was the last full moon of the decade was at 12:12 a.m. on 12/12.
12/12, yeah.
And I'm a twin, so wow. 1-1-2-1-2.
That's
kind of
spooky.
Yeah.
I don't know if I want to sit this close to you.
No, it was good luck for me. I killed my first deer with a bow.
All right, so how about some more food ideas, Keith? Wild
well,
game, seafood other than the melatonin?
Yeah, wild turkey is something that I've had. I've had excellent experience of killing a turkey and cleaning it up and saving it for Thanksgiving. And I tell you what, it's not as gamey as what I did some research on it, and, you know, you talk to some folks, and they say it's kind of gamey, but I didn't experience that at all. Of course, I brined it overnight. And, you know, injected it and went through all that, the normal procedure that you do with a regular store-bought bird. But I think that's a great idea. Wild turkey now, you know, not many people hunt wild turkey, so maybe that's an excuse to go out there and do it. But I think a wild turkey is a great idea for Christmas or Thanksgiving.
That is. And, of course, you know, one of the traditional around Louisiana, particularly South Louisiana, is the old poldo. I'm sure a lot of your neighbors, Wendy, have pulled you on holidays instead of turkey.
Absolutely. Pot fried, and it's hard to beat, I tell you what. That reminds me of a big potluck, wild game, and fish dinner a local church held several years back. And everything had to come out of the water or out of the woods. And you talk about some good bayou cooking. There was poldo, there was smoked garfish, there was duck gumbo, there was actually a big pot of poldo. It was amazing. There was venison of several different kinds. It was a unique church potluck meal. I've never experienced anything like it. But when you're talking about hunting on the holidays, I would have no problem with my boys hunting on Thanksgiving Day. I love nothing better than being here and ready to cook for them when they get back. It's just so much a part of the way of life and culture. And it really, 92% does surprise me in a way, and in a way it doesn't, because it is such a part of the culture.
Mm-hmm.
The hunting and fishing and gathering around and the cooking afterward, and it's just... And I hope we keep that culture. I hope we don't get too far from it.
I think down here that number is drastically higher than many spots. I mean, growing up for me, I didn't grow up hunting and fishing, so I remember always going to the movies on the holidays, after Christmas, everything.
Ooh.
Go to the movies. Thanksgiving, go to the movies. That's something that people do in other places. So,
Wendy, you mentioned smoked garfish. Have you ever tried smoked garfish?
Yeah, we had it at that meal.
How
it was
like
actually
it?
Good.
Really? Okay. I did mine wrong then.
You did it wrong? Maybe you didn't smoke it slow and long
well,
enough?
I understand now why you need to break it down and put it back together into gar balls, because it's the texture that really threw me off. It just tastes cottony to me. I couldn't get past that texture. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're
about,
right. That's what you have to do.
What about fried frog's legs with hot sauce?
Ooh.
Mm-hmm.
Like crystal sauce, fried frog legs.
Yeah.
You like that,
well,
Martha?
How about the Don Dubuque special?
Mm-hmm.
What's
you know,
that,
we
Don?
We have the Don Dubuque special over at Morton's Restaurant in Madisonville. It's white beans and smoked sausage and rice with hot crystal shrimp.
Mm. You know, boy, white beans go with everything, huh?
So does shrimp.
Yes.
White beans and sockeye fried fish. Ooh, that's good
that
stuff.
That sounds good. Don, mm-hmm. I think I want an air fryer for Christmas, so I hope my kids are listening.
Hey, that would be an excellent gift. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, the air fryers are catching on, because now I'm seeing they're being built into the regular home ovens now. They can air fry as well. So I think
what?
This is here to stay, this air frying thing, yeah.
You got to try it. It's so the cleanup is nothing. I mean, you know, mm-hmm.
really?
You get a little bit of residual batter that's in the bottom. You just shake it out and take a wet rag and wipe it, and you're done. You know, there's no messy grease to pour out and soaking it and, you know, soap suds to get it out of there. It's great.
All right, I'm hungry now. It's time to go find some breakfast.
Oh, you got to go out to the kayak.
Yes, come out. If you're in the New Orleans area, come out to Massey's. Well, actually, we'll be at Bayou St. John. I'll be down there this afternoon from noon to 4. You can demo any kayaks that they sell at Massey's, including the Pro Angler 360.
What a great Christmas gift.
That would be a great gift.
Or paddle. There's a lot of accessories for kayaks.
Absolutely.
Merry Christmas, y'all.
All right,
y'all.
That's going to wrap it up.
Merry Christmas
to the whole crew and to all the listeners. Thank you for joining us for another edition of More Outdoors. We're back again next week with another one, 7 to 9, right here on WWL HD2 Radio, 105.3 FM. And we also live stream at radio.com and downtheoutdoorsguy.com. Enjoy the weekend.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.